But Curry really needed to find the site, so he scoured Brown's archive, looking for clues.
We looked at everything in the archives we could get our hands on. And we were lucky that amongst all that material were four photographs, which were pretty good.
The photographs had been taken by Brown around the dig site in 1910. Curry hoped that he could use the photos to pinpoint Brown's excavation. But all that was known was that the dig site lay somewhere in the Badlands near the Red Deer River in western Canada. So in 1997, Curry and a team of paleontologists set off by boat on an expedition down a 100-mile stretch of the Red Deer River, following in the paddle strokes of Barnum Brown, looking for the site. But the Badlands of Canada stretch over hundreds of square miles, with endless crags, hills, and gullies that all look exactly the same. In all this vast land, no one knew where this potential gold mine of fossils was located.
The Badlands are very, very complex. Unless you have exactly the right angle and be there at exactly the same time of day as he took the photograph, chances are pretty good you can't relocate sites by using photographs.